This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right here on MUT Radio. You must be wondering what's why are we playing all of these songs. As we told you earlier on, we're going to have this interview now with Dupi. Who is he? Upuma P. And also all that stuff, man. I think we do have him on the line. Dupi, how's it, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, my man. How's it going?
Ah, easy, my G. Just pushing, my G.
Yes, I'm sure you're pushing, man. You must have a busy schedule. You're a very busy man.
Hey, my king. As we speak, even.
Yes, man. So let's not waste your time, man. So for someone who maybe lives under a rock and doesn't know who Dupi is, can you put us on the spotlights and tell us who XDO Dupi is and how did the name Dupi actually come about?
XDupi is basically a definition of my name, because the definition of Dupi is like the way they express it, the way my friends express it is because like I'm a secretive person, and so like they used to like refer to me as like a ghost, you know what?
Oh.
So Dupi is like the meaning of Dupi is ghost, basically, you know.
Oh, in slang.
Yeah, it's slang. So it comes from the hip hop side because I used to do hip hop.
Oh, you were a hip-hop artist?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe a producer, or maybe you were like a rapper?
Kind of both.
Oh, man, that is amazing. So, where did you grow up, man? Where did you grow up?
Pardon?
Where did you grow up? Wakhulelaphi?
Oh, I grew up, I was born in Hammerskraal. I grew up in Hammerskraal. And most, yeah, Hammerskraal and Soshanguve. I grew up there most of all because I used to go to my grandmother's place a lot. That's in Soshanguve, and I stayed in Hammerskraal.
So man, let's go
where,
to the
where I met a lot of artists in Soshanguve.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Sure, I can hear you.
Yes. I think my network is broken.
No, I can hear you.
Oh. Yeah, I was saying, yeah, that is where I, like, met a lot of friends.
Mm.
Like, a lot of producer friends, a lot of artists. You see, like, in Soshanguve, because, yo, Soshanguve has a lot, my brother.
Yes, so man, so just to continue, so you are a person, as much as you are in the spotlight now, you are a person, you are Dupi, but you also have your own life. So how do you balance your personal life with being in the spotlight now as you are a big name?
Good. Sometimes it's just a thing of knowing where you wanna, like, where you wanna be, and just like putting all the like the negative thoughts and everything, so that you can have a good reason working aside. I want just pushing, man. Like working with people, having being humble, knowing to read the environment. I want.
Yes. Yes, that is cool, man. So, just to focus on the music, just right now, you recently released two big projects, man. The one Ngomoya and also a Rough Dance, and you collaborated with huge artists, just to mention DJ Maphorisa. So, if you can explain to us how did these two come about, and how and what goes into the process, maybe as a producer that you are, how do you go about choosing a vocalist that you are going to put on a song?
You know, sometimes you don't basically choose because sometimes you naturally work with people. So it just becomes a thing, whatever that you create can be fit for, like becomes fit, or like you get too excited to drop it, or like sometimes I meet people in three studio sessions and I'll be like, oh, this one is dope, actually, I want to make something with you. And then the relationship goes on until we work on a project, on and on like that.
Yes, man. So just to move on. So you have released a lot of song, I can say, but there are these songs that just blew up, man. I can say, Enyingoma nje, it's Abantwana Bakho. Do you expect it to be this big, like people to receive it this way?
I didn't hear the last part.
No, I'm saying you have released a lot of new songs, man, a lot of songs, but there is this one song, and for an example, I can say Abantwana Bakho, that just blew up and people love it, man. Did you expect it to be this big?
Wait, I think my network is cutting. Please repeat last part. Okay, now I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, I'm saying you have released Abantwana Bakho. Did you expect it to be this big?
Yo, kinda, because when Gabza posted it, I think even the day we made it, we kind of went live and then just saw that the response on and everything. Just saw the response and feedback of people. Like, even us, the song, when we were just playing it in studio, I you could feel on them, and here we have something. This is a prayer.
Yes, so you knew as you were making it, this was going to be a big song.
Yeah, we were with the gents in studio, like, we were just feeling what a hype. This one is it.
That is amazing, man. So you keep on giving us beautiful music, but is there anything that we must expect from you, or are you just letting us feed on these songs that you've just released for us to enjoy them, or is there something else that is coming?
Pardon?
Sure. All I'm saying is there any upcoming project that we have to look forward to, or maybe we just have to digest these new songs? There's a Sandakpum.
Oh, yes, something is coming soon, very, very soon. Very soon. After some while, just working on something very hectic also.
Yes, so you're not giving us any sneak peek, Nyan?
Very soon, very soon.
So
very soon, I can't give you now, not now.
Yeah, okay, so that is fine, man. We are going to expect it, and we are going to be waiting, and hopefully our listeners are going to be waiting it for it too. So are there any future gigs that you have that are upcoming that people, maybe our listeners, can look forward to, where they can find you?
Any upcoming what?
Any upcoming gigs or event that you are booked?
Oh, yes. I'll be performing in Botswana. I'll be performing in Namibia tonight, and tomorrow I'll be performing in Kimberley. And I'm hosting a back-to-back session on the 3rd of May with my boy El Chapo. So yeah, please guys, pull up. It's not far. It's the what's this place? It's just around Mildred's Drift, Yolo and Chill Drive, hosting something big with the gents. Back-to-back sessions, yeah. Please pull up to support, yeah.
Yeah, so we will definitely look forward to those shows, man. So before we let you go, where can people find you on your socials, and also where can they find your music?
Well, on Instagram, please follow me on xdappy.012, and on TikTok is xdappy, just xdappy. Even on Facebook is just at xdappy.
Oh, that is amazing, man. Thank you very much, Dappy. Hopefully, we will attend those events. We look forward to them, and also the new music that you said is coming very, very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you for having me, Mikey.
Sure. Yes, man, that was Dappy telling us more about...
This is an MUT Radio podcast.